After being refused a spot for their statement, "You Can Be Good Without God," the Indiana Atheist Bus Campaign and the American Civil Liberties Union sued the bus company, arguing Bloomington Transit's policy banning controversial messages allows the company to make judgments on which statements are controversial. ACLU attorney Paul Newman and several members from the INABC attended the board meeting to witness the vote, which was quick and unanimous. Newman then stood and made a brief speech of appreciation.
Search for the truth is controversy, and I think that was our objection to the former policy, is that you, in a sense, we're cutting out the exact thing that the First Amendment is there to protect, which is controversial minority points of view.
After the meeting, BT board chairman Ray McCann said the bus company wanted to be sure its policy was indeed discriminatory before changing it.
Our policy was not as clear as deemed by the Supreme Court as we thought it was. With that clarification, then we went ahead and sought some sort of settlement situation.
McCann says BT never intended to be confrontational.
Yeah, we're not for the atheist, against the atheist, for God, against God. Religion was never a factor in our decision. That we had a policy that we thought was a fair policy to run a bus system with.
Despite his group's victory, INABC spokesman Charlie Seitz says the community should be outraged and questions why the process took so long.
This is what we've wanted all along. We would question why there was so much foot dragging.
McCann says in designing a new policy, BT will likely attempt to further define what type of statements would be banned, rather than opening advertisement to controversial messages. He says the bus company spent about $10,000 in legal fees, but adds the settlement includes no monetary reward besides paying the ACLU's costs to represent the INABC. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.